Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gets your business engine revving with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has really influenced me, has greatly impacted me as an entrepreneur. I share with you some of its insights and why you should read it too. Today's must-read is Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. This is the latest best-selling book from Tony Robbins. It was released about a year ago, and it got a lot of press. It got a lot of publicity and a lot of fanfare. So obviously, I was intrigued, and I had to get into it. The subtitle to this number one New York Times bestseller is 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. In today's episode, I'll outline these 7 steps, share with you what you can learn in these steps in the book, as well as my overall opinion of the book, the critical reasons why you should read it, and the nuggets that I pulled out of it. I can't wait to get into this one, guys, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Get started with your business website with their all-in-one solution for only $5 a month. With their one-click WordPress installs and their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, you can get started right now. And with their amazing 30% discount for listeners of the $100 MBA Show, you can't go wrong. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to get this exclusive deal. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. As the subtitle promises, in 7 simple steps, you can reach your financial goals or financial freedom. Tony does outline these steps. But the overall message of this book is to become an investor opposed to a consumer. Another strong message that he shares in the book over and over again is not trading your time for money. We'll get into all the details of the book, but first I have to tell you that this book is big. It's a rather long book. It's 689 pages. Nicole gave me the book as a gift in hardcover. It's a beautiful looking book, and I've been meaning to read it for some time. But I don't like reading a book over a long period of time. I like to sit down and knock it out as fast as possible, no longer than a day or two. And I simply just didn't have the time. I haven't been off for that long period of time to do that, to knock out this book. But I did want to get into this book, and I had just been putting it off for some time, for months now. But then I realized, hey, one of our sponsors is Audible. Why don't I listen to this book? So I got the book as an audiobook and listened to it. Now, mind you, it's 20 hours. The audiobook is 20 hours, but I can get through that in a few days, through my workouts or before bed. That's doable. I'm not saying reading the actual book is not doable. I would love to do that. I probably will do it again because it does require more than one reading, in my opinion. But when I have a little bit more time, maybe when I'm on vacation. So if the mere size of this book is intimidating you, know that the audiobook is an option. All right, let's get into this book, the details. Let's talk about these 7 steps that Tony talks about. First of all, this is Tony's first book in 2 decades. If you don't know, Tony is a master author, a best-selling author. 2 of his previous books were bestsellers, Awaken the Giant Within and Unlimited Power. It's been some time since he wrote a book, but he felt compelled to do so because he feels like the financial situation in the world is skewed. It's not really allowing people to learn how to make their own money, how to be investors, how to be financially independent. Now, one of Tony's biggest skills in this book is breaking down complex problems or complex ideas or concepts and translating them to people that are just getting started. So I'm going to run down these seven simple steps that Tony outlines in the book. I can't go into detail with each one or this episode would be 2 hours long. So I'm just going to go really quickly through these seven steps and then give you my summary and some takeaways. So he says, step number one is make the most important financial decision of your life. And that's to be an investor and not just a consumer. To invest your money and not just spend it. He talks about committing to a specific percentage of savings that always goes towards what he calls your freedom fund or your investment fund. He talks about committing to making it automated so you don't have to do it every month. It just happens automatically. And he gives you resources to do that. He also talks about if the amount you're committing now is small, it's okay, just get started. All right, step two, he talks about becoming an insider. Know the rules of the game before you get into the game is what he talks about. He talks about the 9 myths of investing. He gives you like a little mini test, which is interesting. He talks about mutual funds and what percentage of the market do mutual funds actually become beneficial or profitable. He talks about do fees matter in a mutual fund. And he goes into detail with these areas in this chapter or in this part of the book. Step three, make the game winnable. Now, in this book, you're going to hear a lot of times where he talks about game, the game of money. I know that sounds kind of trivial, but it's a good analogy. He gives this great analogy in the book about video games, where if you play a child in a video game that they're really well versed in, they've played it many times, they will kick your butt. Game for the first time, you're going to lose. And the reason why is he talks about anticipation. When the child's playing the game, they're already anticipating all the challenges in the game because they've been through it already. They know the rules of the game. They know what to expect in the game. And that's how they're able to win. And this is where he talks about in the chapter, make the game winnable. Step four, make the most investment decision of your life. This is where he talks about setting aside asset allocation. So you put yourself in a position not to lose too much money. This is what's called diversifying, not putting all your eggs in one basket. Number five, creating a lifetime income plan. And this is a very interesting part of the book where he talks about the power of seasons of your life, how to have sort of income insurance so you have reoccurring revenue. So even when you're getting older and you can't work as much, you're still maintaining your lifestyle. You're still maintaining a still level or quality of life while not dipping into your savings or investments. Step six, he says, invest like the 0.001%. These people in the world, they have a different way of investing. He shares that in this part of the book. And lastly, step seven, just do it, enjoy it, share it. He talks about giving back to the world, using the money that you make for good, giving back your ultimate gift, which is how to create wealth. Once you've reached that point, you got to share your path. You got to share your story and show other people how they can do it. To wrap up, I found that Money Master the Game was a very good investment. Yes, it's long, and it's focused on mainly the U.S. market, but you can apply a lot of its principles, most of its principles, to whatever market you're in. Also, Tony Robbins is very helpful when it comes to investing tips, how to avoid fees, and how to maximize profits. There's actual good chunks of knowledge here, things you can take away. And I think most of the bulk of the book is because Tony's style is he wants to make sure you understand the why. Why are you doing this? So he explains why this is important every step of the way. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. When you're getting started with your business, you need help when it comes to your business website. First, you got to get started, and you got to do it on a budget because you're getting started. Two, you need the technical help of a tech team on your side, but you can't afford a full-time tech team. Third, you need it to be easy. This is why HostGator is a great choice. They're affordable. They come with 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, so you got your tech team all sorted. And with their easy interface and one-click WordPress installs, you can get started in no time. And with their amazing 30% discount for listeners of the $100 MBA Show, you can get started for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to get this exclusive deal. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. Money Master the Game is a solid book. It's a good book. It's worth the read. Or the listen, depending on what you choose. If you've ever been kind of intimidated by this idea of investing your money, planning for retirement, you're not really sure what to do. it's really important for you to just invest a little bit of time in reading a book like this that gives you a good understanding. Even if you don't choose to do it yourself, if you choose to get a financial advisor, you have to know what's going on in the kitchen. I always give this analogy. You can't run a restaurant and not know food, not know how to cook. You should be able to go inside the kitchen and tell the chef, you know, what they're doing wrong. So when it comes to investing your money, even if you get a financial planner, investor, you should be in the know. And this book really equips you for that. And again, Tony Robbins is a master at business. And he's a master communicator, so he's able to teach very clearly. And it's actually an enjoyable read. I never felt like I was bored along the way. All right, guys, I hope you loved today's must-read episode. Tomorrow we got an episode about questions to ask yourself before you give up. These are my top questions you have to ask yourself. This will help you know if it's time to make a change or to keep sticking to it. And then the next day, we have your 7 steps to 1,000 true fans. This is off one of the most popular blog posts of all time on the internet, Kevin Kelly's blog post, 1,000 True Fans. I'm going to break down the steps to getting those 1,000 true fans. Why is it important? Because in his article, he talks about if you can get 1,000 true fans, that's all you need to run a profitable business. Make sure you hit subscribe so you get all those episodes automatically. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. I love changing up my read. I love reading a book about marketing and then finance, then a book about branding, then a book about sales. It keeps my mind sharp. It also refreshes my mind and allows me to remember business is not just one-sided. It's so dynamic, and you should sharpen your skills in all of its areas. So yes, Money Master the Game was very financially heavy, but it's a great change up to any other business book that you typically would read that's all about sales or marketing or branding. So try to change it up in your reading. You'll find that it's refreshing, and it also reminds you what you need to improve on. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.